I love Thanksgiving when we pray in July the 4th and Labor Day with picnics, ants and hungry flies, and barbecue and hot French fries, with Cokes and chips and apple pies beneath some hazy, lazy skies. I love America. I love Miami's royal palm that oozes forth a healing balm beside the ocean's quiet calm. I love America. And Betsy Ross and Orville Wright and dear Ben Franklin's flying kite and Thomas Jefferson's mighty quill and the Alamo and Bunker Hill and Paul Revere's midnight ride and Wilbur Wright's successful glide. I love America. I love United's friendly skies and baseball when the umpire cries, "Play ball!" as thousands quietly rise to turn their moistened, sober eyes toward a waving flag that proudly flies. I love America. And Casey Stingles, Stingleese, and Dairy Queen and Tasty Freeze, and cotton candy at the zoo, and corny dogs, and Big Macs too, and Burger Kings, and shopping malls, and hockey pucks, and basketballs, Mississippi's cotton fields, and Holland, Michigan's spinning wheels, monotonous Midwestern plains, Florida's sun, and Seattle's rains, Atlanta's lovely dogwood trails, and Santa Fe's long clicking rails. I love the Rocky Mountain peaks beneath the sky which mutely speaks, and Disney World and Disneyland and Georgia's fertile blood-red sand, the Mississippi and the Rio Grande, Wisconsin cheese and dairyland. I love America. I love McDonald's chocolate shakes and Minnesota's thousands lakes, the Royal Gorge's mighty yawn and sleepy Alabama dawn, the harvest moon that shineth on. I love to gaze at Yellowstone while eating a dripping ice cream cone. And Howard Johnson's Motor Lodge and Ford and Chevrolet and Dodge. I love the stately Empire State and San Francisco's Golden Gate. I love America. I love St. Louis's friendly arch, the Statue of Liberty's burning torch, the Washington Monument's prickly goat and Colorado's Trail Ridge Road. I love my country, 'tis of thee, O blessed land of liberty. Long may our glorious land be bright with freedom's wondrous holy light. Protect us by thy matchless might. I love America. I love to stand with hand or heart and think of those who did their part, who left a mom, a lone gold star, whose bodies rest neath fields afar. I love America. I love New England's rolling farms, its quaint decor and blushing charms. I love the azaleas, fresh and bloomed, East Texas's roses, sparkling plumes. I love it when my church choir sings, and know the peace that worship brings. There beats within my breast a dream that that small, faint, and flickering gleam will soon become a mighty flame to spread all His matchless name. That those dear ones who call me dad will know the country that I have had, where freedom's flag flies proud and high, and those dear ones may loudly cry, "I'm free. My dad helped make it so." That faint small gleam is now aglow. That Christian land that he once knew is now the kind that we know too. God's judging hand has now been stayed, so I and mine are not afraid. For churches like our own abound in every city, village, and town. We're free to witness, visit, and teach the same dear truths we heard Dad preach. And now we vow to God above to pass it on to those we love. That's a good poem. I didn't write it, but it touches my heart. I read it before church and didn't crack a tear, but I read it now and it's just gripped my heart. I love America. And I don't want to live in the kind of world where people make us feel ashamed when we say, "I love America." Y'all know we're patriotic. We support our troops, men and women all over this world that are even in harm's way as I'm preaching this morning, because I believe that our very freedom hinges on what they have done and are doing and will do to keep us a free nation. And I'd rather we fought there than have to do it down the road here. I wish none of it hadn't take place, but for those who are willing to be brave enough and lay their lives on the line, I love America for them, and we pledge to the flag and we honor America and we love the red, white, and blue, and we're not ashamed to say we're Americans, and old glory means something, and we sing the Star Spangled Banner and we expect folks to take their caps off and put their hands over the heart and stand up, and if Colin Kaepernick doesn't want to, we can put him out in the front yard. Well, he's got a right to do it. He does, and I got a right to kick him out of this church if he is in here being disrespectful to the United States of America. Now, if you don't like that, that's fine. If you want to fight me after church, I'll be out in the parking lot. If I'm not there in 5 minutes, start without me, okay? Let me give you four real quick things, and I promise they will be quick. I'll be done. Why do I love America? If I could put them in four simple words, and there's a ton of other ones. I love America for freedom. Because of freedom. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We the people. I love all that freedom wrapped up in the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. I love freedom of speech. Obviously, I'm a preacher. I love freedom of the press. I got some things wrote down, and I'm glad that we can have freedom of the press. Even when they choose to put out fake news and act stupid, I still love freedom of the press. But I also love freedom of religion. I'm glad you don't have to be a Baptist to be an American. I'm glad you don't have to be a Baptist or an American to go to heaven. All you have to do is know Jesus Christ as your Savior, and it matters not what your nationality or ethnicity is. If you know Jesus and believe on Him as your Lord and Savior, heaven is your home. I don't rejoice in the idea of freedom just so we can have the freedom, the liberty, if you will, just to do whatever we want. I don't think that's what real freedom's about. Freedom is, as Dr. David Gibbs, the head of the Christian Law Association, said, freedom, real biblical freedom, is the right to be able to do what you ought to do, not just what you want to do. Some people think, well, you should be able to do what you want to do, but you should be able to do what you want to do as long as you don't hurt somebody else. Then that sits well with the drug addict who says, I'll just be by my house and do it here. That sits well with the drunkard who says, I ain't hurting nobody but me. That sits well with somebody that robs from the business and they think they'll never be caught. That sits well with somebody that wants to live a secretive life where their sins are hidden. But I say to you, it is right and good that we have the freedom that says we have the right, the ability, the freedom to do what we ought to do. And that's to do what's right. And I love America because of the freedom that we have. The freedom to worship here has been mentioned in prayer and testimony already, that we can come to church without worrying about somebody barging in the doors and saying, you can't meet here anymore. You can't worship here anymore. I still remember I was not even the pastor here at this church yet, and there was a big blow up out in Loosedale, Mississippi. I remember the correct spot. And they were shutting a children's home ministry down out there, and a bunch of us preachers loaded up and headed that way. Before we got there on the campus, they sent us, we got a hold of some pictures. And what had happened then was some men had been in the church just like this, and they said, let's pray. They knelt down in the aisles and all across the altar here, and state troopers actually came in and picked those preachers up and towed them outside and put a chain on the front door. Well, after about 1,000 preachers showed up and pitched a little bit of a fit and had the right kind of protest without burning cars and robbing businesses, the right kind of protest, they took those chains off and people got to come back in and worship. And thank God for something like that. But I'm telling you this, we should thank God for the liberty we enjoy and the freedom we have just to worship the Lord in church today. To be able to have in your lap a Bible like a King James Bible, you can open up and read the Word of God for yourself, have it preached and taught to you so that you can learn it and your children can learn it. By the way, it's a great thing our kids learning memory verses at camp too, and what a blessing that is. They can all recite it together and learn those things together right from the same book. What a blessing. I don't just love America because of freedom, and much more could be said here, but secondly, I love America because of family. In America, we get to decide for our family, not the government. In America, we get to decide for our family, not the church. In America, we get to decide for our family, not some special group or committee, a la the Taliban, or some ISIS leader, or some dictator who says, this is the way you must do your family. Aren't you glad that you've got the liberty to make your own decisions for your family? We all don't make the right ones all the time. I've made my mistakes. I'm sure you've made yours. I have decisions I wish I could go back and redo. But the fact is, we have the freedom to make those family decisions in this nation. That's one of the reasons I love America. I get to rear my children without my neighbor telling me I have to do it a certain way. The one who gets to tell us how to rear our children is the one that wrote this book. and that's the Lord God. I love it because I get to decide for my family. I get it because I get to direct my family, and I get to discipline my family. Now, we're living in a day not like when I was a kid. When I was a kid, my mama could literally take her flip-flop off and beat me in the middle of Winn-Dixie, if necessary. Now, she didn't. She'd done that at the house. Generally, when you take care of it at the house, you don't have to take care of it in the middle of Winn-Dixie or whatever it is. Pick and Save. Some of y'all don't even know these places I'm even naming. But some of you are old enough to remember. Yeah, Kmart's going out of business real quick. But I'm just saying this much. The privilege of the freedom that we have to discipline our children, whether you choose to give them a time out or not, I hope you're not one of them. When I count to 10, when I get to 10, you better have moved. 1, 2. You know what them children are thinking? You ain't doing nothing until 9 and a half. So I'm going to just wait it out. I think just go ahead and whoop them. Just say, I'm going to count to 10. 10. Didn't y'all learn in kindergarten somewhere, or maybe elementary school, to count by tens? Or just go 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. Bam! But anyway, that's another point. I'm just making this. I love America because of family. What a joyful thing it is to be together with family, to enjoy the friendship and the fellowship and the joy that there is, to have a meal together on the 4th of July. I mean, all these things are why I love America. You can't do this. You don't have these privileges in every other country in the world. I love America because of fun. Amusement. You know, have you been to Iraq? Have you been to the Disney World that's in Iraq? Perhaps you've been to the Six Flags that they've built in Iran. Why? You said, preacher, come on, you're being facetious. I am. They don't have fun. What's wrong with having fun? Now listen, I'm too old to go to Six Flags. I'm fine to go to Hinesville, One Flag, and I'm done. Let's go back to the house. I don't care about going to Six Flags. I don't even want to drive the bus. Jesse don't either. Y'all just go and come back and tell me how it was. That's fine. But have you not noticed that there's a difference in America? We have fun. I'm talking about good, clean fun where you just go have some good times with your family. Maybe it's, or if you want to call it recreation. I still remember as a boy going down to the river, down near where we lived at, where Miller Bridge went over the Little River. I remember going down there, and the challenge was to get across to the sandbar where everybody could get over there, and we'd have a cookout and just have a good time. I remember times when Daddy'd pick me up and throw me in the water, and he was a swimmer drown. And you know, people said when your daddy does that to you, he's trying to teach you to swim. Are you sure? Swim or drown? Maybe he was just hoping I'd drown. And then there's one less mouth to feed, but I was only one at the time. But man, just a lot of fun, a lot of recreation. I bet you've got memories. But listen to me. There are some countries, if you lived in them, you would not have those kind of memory because the freedom and the fun and the family that we enjoy is not there. The experiences of fun, I still remember Heather, I guess it was Heather, reminded me about it this week of a vacation we took many years ago. And we went up to, have any of y'all ever been to Cherokee, North Carolina, up in that area? Isn't that one of the most beautiful places that you ever seen? And you're going up to Gatlinburg and Pigeon Forge and all that. Well, I remember us going one year up. Matthew was still a boy. I'm guessing, what were you, two? Maybe 4 or 5 years of age, maybe? Three. He was three. Oh, my wife remembers. He was just 3 years of age. We went up there. Tim, you would have loved it. It was a great experience. Up on top of Cherokee, there's this little lift you ride up to this, like a ghost town, cowboy town, ghost town up on the mountain. We went up there. And they have several different games, you know, and rides that were up there. Well, one of them that many of you, have any of you ever heard of the Tilt-A-Whirl? Anybody ever heard of Tilt-A-Whirl? That's one of the most ingenious devices to kill people that I think I've ever seen at an amusement park. Well, I remember getting on that thing, and we had a breakfast that morning, and I ate my eggs, and I decided somebody else didn't want their eggs. So give them to me, I'll eat them. Just diving right in stupidly, and I ate all my eggs, and I ate 2 or 3 other people's eggs, best I remember. I was full of scrambled eggs. We got up there on that mountain, and I said, well, let's ride the Tilt-A-Whirl. Everybody got in. Well, me and Matthew was stuck together. He's a 3-year-old, and I'm none of your business age. And we're right there, and we're going around. And there was this Cherokee Indian running the thing. And I honestly believe he had something against the white man taking the Native Americans' land, and he was getting me back for it. Because that thing, I believe he throwed it in high gear. And the thing is, the whole deck, if y'all know this, the whole deck don't just spin. The individual carts that you're sitting in spin. So the whole thing is going around. And then the individual buggies going around. Y'all think I'm dancing up here. And all this is going on. And I'm getting more and more queasy feeling. I'm getting sick to my stomach. And I remember as we came around, you know, I'm just like this, oh, stop! And we went around and we come back around again in about 15 seconds. I said, you gotta stop! You gotta stop this thing! I'm getting sick! And I mean, I was getting sick to my stomach. And it kept going and kept going until finally I couldn't hold it in anymore. And instead of saying stop, when I rolled around, I went, ugh! All the way around. And I must have spin around two or three times. There's a big yellow circle with a perfect radius and diameter, by the way. And the guy finally stopped it. I guess some vomit got on him. I don't know. You don't remember nothing else about this message this morning, but you'll remember the vomit story. We went to I had to go to the bathroom and get cleaned up and clean Matthew up. Some woman in there looked at him and said, well, son, did you get sick? He said, no, my daddy did. That's humiliating when your three-year-old can hold his breakfast and you can't. Oh, my goodness, it was one of the most terrible feelings in the world. But I got to experience that. And while I would not want to go back through it again, what a story I've got to tell, and they do too. But you know, there are other countries around the world you don't get to do things like that. Just to have fun. And some of you going to work yourselves to death before you enjoy any fun with your kids and your grandkids. Can I encourage you just every now and then, just take a little time off. It might not take a whole lot of money to do it. Spend some time with your children and your grandchildren. If I could go back, I'd spend more with mine and less time. Nobody dies and on the deathbed says, you know, I wish I'd have spent a little more time at the office. But a lot of people say this, I wish I'd have spent more time with my children, my grandchildren, or whoever it may be in your family that you love and respect and admire. Spend some time with them. Let them know that you love them. By the way, to have that fun and that recreation and those experiences are unique in themselves, and they make for a bond. They build and make memories. And that's an awesome thing to do. Finally, and I'm done, is I love America because of faith. Not Faith Baptist Church, though I do love it. I love America because this is a place where I can have a church and I can have a Bible and I can have a Savior who is freely offered to me. I don't have to dig around and hope somebody smuggles a Bible into me. I got several in my office. I can go buy one at Walmart. You can too. I love America because the Word of God is freely available. I love it because I can come to church and worship God, whether we are a small crowd or we have everybody here. If we ever get everybody here on one Sunday, we've got to put some chairs out. Are y'all still tag-teaming it? Y'all come one Sunday, other people come the next? We've got to work that out somehow. But listen, just to be able to enjoy worshiping together. Now listen to me. If you look to your right and you look to your left and you look in front of you and you look behind you, you're going to see a bunch of sinners. Sinners that make mistakes just like you do. And just like you want to be forgiven when you make one, other people want to be forgiven when they make one. Be thankful that God saves sinners. Paul said, of whom I am chief. And if he's the chief, well, a whole lot of other little Indians running around too, because we're right in that same category. I love America because of faith and because of my church, my Bible, but most of all because of my Savior. It was in this country where I heard about Jesus, in this country where I was told I could be saved, and in this nation. And had I been born in some other nation that was communistic and atheistic, I might not would have got that opportunity. I didn't get to choose my parents. I didn't choose where I was born. God let me be born in America. And I'm glad He did, because I had a chance to put my trust in Jesus as my Savior. If you're here this morning, you're not saved, you ought to thank God you're in America. We're in a church. Here's somebody to take a King James Bible and preach the Word of God to you, that you might realize you're a sinner in need of a Savior, and God can save you too. Let's stand together. Our Father, thank You today for Your Word, for just a few thoughts from it today to stir and motivate our hearts to be grateful and thankful for this great nation. And Lord, that we love it, but we want it to still be here 20, 30 years from now for our children and grandchildren and others. And I pray, God, that You'd bless this nation to once again praise You as we should. Save the lost this morning. Reclaim backsliders. Draw us closer to you. Help our hearts to be softened from your Spirit and your Word. And we'll thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Our heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Brother Earl's going to sing a song of invitation. This altar is open if you need to come pray. If you need to be saved, I'll be standing down front. Or if you feel that the Lord's leading you to be a member of this church, we'll be glad to have you come. Whatever the need may be, you come.